Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Jensky Incorporated, Vocal and VEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
In this day of ministry excesses, are you compensated?
Roy, actually, you know, there's a lot in the news about abuses of funds that come in from donors and stuff, and there's stuff that's done right and there's stuff that's done wrong. But we have, at the Coming King Foundation, a real sensitivity to that. And so the answer is no. Neither Sherry or I are compensated in any way.
I don't think anybody's compensated.
We have some office staff.
Office staff, and I think.
But as far as we're the president of the, I'm the president of the foundation, mm-hmm. and in all these years, we've never been compensated a dime. And we don't have an airplane, we don't have a car, we don't even have a stapler. And, and even driving up here to the studios, it's about an hour and a half drive. We drive in our car, we pay the gas. And because what we're doing is we're giving to God. We're givers and donors. And this is, you know, God graciously sells my artwork. And by the sale of my artwork, Sherry and I are able to give to this ministry and others. And because we want to keep it holy. Because when you keep something holy that God starts, He can work with that, and He can use it, and He can do incredible things. And so we're trying to not mess it up, Roy. And one way is not get greedy and not try to, take
because
advantage
that would kill
of something.
It.
Yeah.
Out that somebody was taking a lot of money out of the deal, would kill it.
Well, even like the mailing list. I mean, I have my art business mailing list mm-hmm. that people we've had for 35 years, and then the Coming King Foundation has a mailing list. I don't access that. I don't. It's different computers and different systems, and it's. I'm not even taking the mailing list. And so, the reason we're talking about this now is that there's a lot of people wondering, you know, what's in it for them. Well, what's in it for us is the pleasure of God, of Him. When we get to heaven, He looks at Sherry and me and says, "Well done, good and faithful servant." That's all we're doing it for.
Well, I think probably one of the most important things that you did, in my opinion, when I first met you. Is I took a look at it, and you have a 501c3, and it's run by a board.
Right.
And so it's all above board, and
correct.
You've got a bunch of volunteers who do it. Nobody's paid.
Right.
And you, and also the quality of the people that you have on your board is really amazing. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, they are. And from all different denominations. People. Yeah, and all different denominations and pastors and leaders and evangelists and just sold out people, just some everyday folks. But they, what we have in common is they're just nuts for Jesus. They're just in love with Jesus Christ and want to please him. And when you bring those kind of people together with their own gifts and talents, you can do amazing things.
And that's one of the fun things for me to get to do this radio show every week is that because of you and Sherry bringing these people to the studio, we got a chance to meet them, and so does the audience.
Right.
Some really great people.
Right. And we get to talk about what Jesus did yesterday, not just 2,000 years ago.
Right.
You know, what the
and
Holy Spirit did last week, not
it's
just 3,000 years ago.
What's going on right now.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the miracle of the week?
Well, we got a good one. We got a good one. We had some guests that came in from the GLOW organization. It's one of the biggest Christian organizations in the world, and I think there's hundreds of thousands of members. And the leadership came in last week, and we're up there, and they had scheduled with me for 6 months to have a tour, give them a little tour of the garden. And God doesn't need me. He's up there. He can do it. But they wanted to meet me, so I was happy to do that. And we gave them the tour. We prayed. God did a bunch of stuff and sprinkled some of them with glory. And I looked at, they're about to leave. They're going down the steps. And I look at one of the ladies, and she's got a lot of glory dust all over her. I mean, she's got it on her face and on her hands. And her name was Tara Vaughn. And so I took a picture of her, and she held up her hands and just was grinning. And we all said goodbye, and they started to leave. And she came back and looked at me and just started weeping and crying. And she said, I can hear. I was deaf. I can hear now. And she said that for 2 years she had such loud ringing in her ears she could not hear anything, and that she instantly was healed. So I got this picture of her holding her hands out with the glory.
Yeah,
within 3 minutes of God covering her with the glory.
Well, I have an extra interest in that story.
That's right, you need healing. So in the name of Jesus, Lord, touch Roy's hearing too.
And my brain too, make it better.
And the brain also. His looks and some other things.
Yeah, while we're at
while
it,
you're here,
let's revamp
the boy. Do a 100,000-mile tune-up. And but anyways, it was quite astounding, and everybody witnessed it. And then they went to their conference. That was the regional thing there in Kerrville, one of the hotels. And they were able to start off with a miracle of God working a miracle on the mountain. And we've documented it and got the pictures. And so that was one of the neat miracles that happened here recently.
Well, the last time we were talking about the visible glory of God. Talk about that again.
Yeah, the little children have named it the Jesus dust. They're not big theologians. They're just little lovers of Jesus. And that's the name they put on these sparkles that look like glitter. We believe it's what's referred to by the Jews throughout their history as the Shekinah. The Shekinah glory, the visible glory of God that you see with your eyes. It's not a spiritual in the sense of spiritually discerning it. You actually see it with your senses. With your God-given eyes, you see this stuff appear. So it's real stuff. And so we wanted to talk a little bit more about that because it's happening so much at the garden. Literally thousands of our visitors are getting this stuff all over them.
Well, phenomenon's happening to thousands. Why at the garden? Why is it happening at the garden?
The presence of God is there is why. When you get around the presence of God, the Holy Spirit is there. He's God. And miracles, signs, and wonders happen. The closer you get to God, the more his presence is manifested. And so I think it's happening up there on that phenomena is happening at the mountain because we welcome his presence and we haven't limited him. And we've asked God to do just anything he wants to do, and that's one of the things he wants to do, and it really is an amazing thing.
Here's a good question. How do you know it's God?
That's a great question, actually. One way we know it's God is it often shows up when we ask God to manifest his glory. And when we ask God, in the name of Jesus, would you show us your glory, God? And everybody's singing that, and everybody's talking about that in churches, but nobody's looking. And when we pray it, we look. And sure enough, when we say the name of Jesus Christ, it appears. And when people coming up there worshiping Jesus Christ, it appears.
We know God could do this a lot of places, but why is he specifically doing it on the mountain?
Well, you know, the Lord wants people saved. That's, you know, from the very beginning, the reason he did the miracles was not just to show off his miracles, I believe. I think it was because he wanted a relationship with people, his creation, his sons and daughters. And so he's used miracles to attract people to himself. And the Old Testament...
So that was one way to do that.
So that was a way to do it because he made human beings curious. And when we see something we don't understand, we go towards it.
Right, like bugs to the light.
Like bugs to the light. And it's curiosity. And so when he has these miracles that happen, it draws people. And in the case of the garden, we've got the gospel in 77 Bible verses in three languages laid out in the scriptures in this cross-shaped garden. And people are drawn in by the miracles, but then they find the gospel. And then inside the cross, they literally pray to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So it's kind of a strategy, a Holy Spirit strategy.
People are getting sprinkled, but they don't know it, right?
Yeah, I mean, there are some that actually have heard the stories and or heard a radio show like this or something. So they go up there and they just pray and ask and it happens. But others just come up there for any matter of reasons and they never heard of it. And sometimes just being on the property, the glory starts forming on them. And it looks like glitter and it can be in different colors, gold, silver, blue, red, green. And it just starts forming on their hands, their faces, and their clothes. And I had a guy walk by me here last weekend. I was up there, and I was talking to a bunch of people. And these two men walked right between us as I was talking, and they wanted to go see one of the sculptures. And they walked back by. I saw there was the glory on one of the guy's faces. So I just yelled at him. I said, "Hey, you an angel?" And he kind of grinned. He said, "No, we're pastors." And I said, "Well, sir, you got the glory of God on you." And he immediately looked at his hands and his face. And so, yeah, a lot of people are getting it, and they don't even know, Roy, that it's on them.
Now, here's a good question. Why doesn't everybody see the glory dust? Not everybody does.
Yeah, well, you know, why did not everybody see Jesus when he came to earth? I mean, he was there, and people he walked right by thousands
You're
of
right.
people.
That's in the Bible.
And yet a lot of people didn't recognize who he was and what he was doing, even though he was working miracles and doing all that stuff. And today with the Holy Spirit, people don't recognize the Holy Spirit sometimes when he's in their presence. But sometimes it's just a matter of people don't know. They just don't know, and they haven't been taught. And so they don't even expect that kind of a, you know, in-your-face miracle. And so some people just don't know. But what's cool is God does it anyways. And if you're seriously worshiping him and that cross and praying, there's a good chance the glory's on your hands and your clothes, whether you ever know it or not. Because it's not about the glory dust or this supernatural glitter. It's about the relationship with God.
Now this is an interesting point. And I remember the first time I heard people talking about that to me. The manifestation of this stuff travels home with some people, and also so do the miracles. So explain that.
Yeah. you know, some people come up there, and they're so blasted or blown away by what happens in that cross. I mean, they pray in that cross, miracles, signs, and wonders happen. Some speak in tongues. Some fall over. The power of God, some people shake. Some people get healed on the spot instantly. Some people can give their lives to Christ and salvation, empowered with the Holy Spirit. But what happens is some people that embrace God's supernatural manifestations and love it, it goes home with them. And so we've literally had guests on this show, like the one lady, Lisa, I think a name that was in worked at Walmart in Fort Worth. She came down, and she was so excited for the next 3 weeks. She said everybody she spoke to and told them about the garden in Kerrville and about Jesus, as she spoke to those people, they were covered in this glory. And so it's kind of a matter of if you appreciate it and you're grateful for God's presence and manifestations, you get to see them again. If it scares you and you don't like it and you don't want it, you probably never see it again. No.
What about the critics who say you're chasing miracles?
You know, they're out there too because, again, it's the people that they haven't experienced those kind of miracles, so they assume surely they can't be real. And then if they can't dismiss the miracles because of the scientific evidence, then say, well, you're not, you know, you should be, you're just chasing the manifestations. The truth is, Sherry and I are chasing Jesus, okay? We're chasing Jesus. And when you get close to him, the Holy Spirit starts working miracles. And that's just a part of being close to Jesus. And the only people that don't have these miracles, and it says signs and wonders will follow those who believe, but the only people that are not experiencing miracles and love Jesus are because they've got this theology that says, I don't believe it, I don't want it, I don't like it, I don't think it's real. And Jesus says, look, if you're not going to believe me, then expect nothing. And so that's a whole lot of people in this world. They're going to go to heaven because they believe in Jesus as their Lord, but they're missing out on his presence and power and manifestations in their own life right now.
There are signs of the last days occurring at the garden. Is that only at the garden?
Yeah, no. The truth of the matter is this manifestation has been happening all over the world. And again, the Old Testament, you know, tells us about Moses, but then it seemed to have disappeared after the Bible days. But then it came back in our generation. It came back in 1998, and it's happening all over the world, and it's happened to believers all over the world. And again, some of them recognize it, some of them don't. The ones that see it, it helps if you're in the sunlight and you can see it, because bright sun reflects this stuff, and it reflects, and that's how you spot it.
People want to get more information about the cross in Kerrville. What do they do?
Well, there's a couple ways. Go to the Coming King Foundation, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org. But if you want to know about this glory dust, go on over to the Griner website, where we have a whole section on it, and it's the Griner, www.maxgrinerart.com, maxgrinerart.com.
Max and Sherry Griner, thanks for being with us this week.
Here's Sherry Griner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, it's time again for some more comments. Oh, Max, how wonderful about the Lion of Judah going to Israel. We prayed he will make a way when there seems no way. Hallelujah. We are chomping on the bit with you to shout about it from the rooftops, and we with you will wait for the timing of the Lord. He will do great and mighty things. We know not for his glory, but for his name's sake. Much love and blessings from Ron and Gail Grissell, TGC, San Antonio. Max, thanks so much for the special time we spent together at the garden last Friday. Your work is spiritually inspiring, and your love for our Lord is evident. He is the Alpha and Omega, and your faith in him by exalting his glory without reserve is refreshing in our predominantly secular world. Indeed, your incredible tribute to him by the miracle of the empty cross, associated sculptures in adjacent gardens, are a blessing upon Kerrville and beyond. This was sent in from Mark McDaniel, City Manager of Kerrville, Texas. Hi, Mr. Griner. I pray for you and your wife are blessed. You happened to pick up the phone. Two of your secretaries were out, and you said it was God ordained that you prayed for me. I have been sharing your testimony in my own glory dust. God bless you always. Tricia Sachs. Beautiful, peaceful place. I could feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. Please pray for my son. He has anxiety. May he be healed. Pray also that my granddaughter be baptized. This came in from Amona Orlando from Uvalde, Texas. And let's see. I just want to say thank you. I'm so blessed to be in this place. I love it. We can feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. God bless you all. From Maria Fuentes from San Antonio, Texas. I hope this small amount will be helpful. Thank you for the peace I felt. God bless. From Rebecca Aguilar from Elsa, Texas. We enjoyed the monument of Christianity in an ever-changing culture. God bless and thank you. Proverbs 8:17 from Charlie and Mary Kate Bass from Corpus Christi, Texas. And the last one is from Sky and Dan in San Antonio, Texas, and they say, wonderful place, magnificent, what a blessing. Thank you for such a beautiful sight. And I welcome you to send in your comments when you visit the cross. We'd love to hear from you. So if you get to the cross and it touches you, please write us. That's all for today. Bye.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculptor Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good Spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.